Utah's Rock Station, K-Bear 101 with Megan Allen, the Freak Show, and going to be putting on a display at the Salt Lake Harley-Davidson dealer, 2928 South State Street. Scott Jacobs is here, and he has been commissioned by Harley-Davidson to do all their artwork, and anything you've seen Harley-Davidson-wise, you've probably seen it. Scott's. Scott, how you doing, man? Come on, jump, grab this chair. Sorry, it's all kind of messy in here. I didn't have time to get it cleaned up before you got here. How you doing? That's a good-looking jacket.
Oh, thanks.
What brand is that, man?
A better brand.
I like that. That's sharp-looking.
Do you use their headphones, too, or I don't need them?
You don't need headphones. Just
you want them. If you really want headphones, we'll go find you some.
We don't need those stinking headphones.
Your hair has gotten pretty long since I saw you.
Yeah, it has, huh? Yeah.
So is yours.
Yeah, no, mine's about the same. It doesn't change.
When's the last time we saw you?
It's been a couple years, hasn't it? Yeah, I think it was Full Throttle maybe last time.
2 years
ago.
Surges,
well, no, because last time we were there, which we weren't there this last year, but then we came and saw you up at the Grand.
Hotel. Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that was, I guess, 2 years almost now. Oh,
yeah.
It's crazy.
I was just looking at pictures of that when we were up there.
We had another great year up there today. Yeah, not today, this year, this season.
Yeah.
Years go by real quick, and
they
go by in 24 hours nowadays.
And where is the Grand?
It's right at the top of Main Street, like one block over from Main Street, right at the top in Deadwood.
In Deadwood, huh?
Yeah, the Deadwood Mountain Grand.
It's a beautiful place. What did it used to be?
Before that, it was a slime plant.
A slime plant.
A slime plant, yeah, where they process the byproduct of gold.
Okay.
You know, so all the little specks of dirt and things like that, there's still little pieces of gold in there, so they call that the slime part. It's a
really?
Slime process. Yeah, to get every little piece out they can.
And then they gave it to Nickelodeon when they were done.
That's right.
That's what they did with it. And so, Scott, what brings you to Salt Lake?
Well, Salt Lake City Harley-Davidson is having a VIP event tonight where they've invited a lot of their... you know, they're big clients and things like that, and we're doing an art show with me today. We have about 40 pieces of art that we brought in from South Dakota. We actually drove it, and then tomorrow is a customer appreciation day, so my art will be set up all day. I'll be signing posters and prints and tin signs and things like that, and my books.
Are you going to have some art available for us to buy for, like, holiday gift-giving and stuff?
Of course, yeah.
Awesome.
And, you know, if you already have, maybe you've already bought a poster or a tin sign or something in the patch, you can bring that in. I'll sign it for you, too, as well.
Oh, cool.
Right on. And for those of you who, I don't know where you've been if you don't know, but if you have never seen any of Scott's work, Google Scott Jacobs, look at you've seen the pictures, you know exactly what they are, and when you see him, you go, oh, that's who that is.
It's amazing, though, that we still have people come into Sturgis every year, and I've been the official artist for Harley-Davidson 25 years now.
Wow, has it been 25
years? 25, yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so we get some big celebrations for next year, but people come in, they say, oh, I've never seen your stuff before, it's really nice, And I was like, really? You don't have like a coffee mug or a puzzle of mine or something? My stuff's been around forever. And they're like, oh, you did the coffee mugs? Like, yes. So you do have something of mine. So it's kind of cool.
You got an original.
But the thing that really freaks me out now, you know, because, you know, you get older. I've got guys that are coming in, they're, you know, 30s, 40 years old. And they're like, oh, yeah, I grew up with your stuff on my wall as a kid.
Wow.
And then you know you've been doing it a long time.
Right.
And you see these grown-ups, you know, with their own kids saying they've got your stuff hanging on their walls in their room when they were a kid. It's pretty cool. But we've really expanded since I talked to you last. We moved to South Dakota from San Diego.
Yeah, so you're full-time there.
Full-time.
Now, do you live there, too?
I live
in South Dakota?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
We're actually building a house right now. We bought some land. But we have a beautiful 11,000-square-foot building right on Main Street in Deadwood, right in the middle of Deadwood. Across from Kevin Costner's building there next to the Gold Dust. And we have about a 5,200-square-foot display area of art. We've got a bunch of vintage motorcycles on display going all the way back to 1915. So it's like a museum kind of feel in there now. We've got a full clothing line. We've really expanded into a lot of directions to bring our brand to the next level. So
yeah.
You come in, there's a lot to look at.
Cool. How's your daughter doing?
They're both doing great.
The one that's fallen in your footsteps?
Alexa.
Alexa.
Alexa's my youngest daughter. She's just turned 26. She's doing really well.
And she still painting? And
she is.
Awesome.
Yep. She's painting. She paints full-time. She paints for me part-time and then for herself the rest of the time. But she's been getting some big bucks. She's up to like 12 grand for a painting now.
Great. That's great.
I'm shocked. And that's, you
that's
know,
awesome.
There's a lot of people that have been painting in a lot of years that have never gotten that. You know,
yeah.
It's a combination. Is She's really dedicated to the type of imagery that she's doing, and people are connecting to it. And it doesn't hurt that she's my daughter and's got that right last name in the art business. That's helping her out. Plus, well, you know, you met her. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got that Demi Moore kind of voice, and she's tattooed up. And,
right.
You know, a lot of people are like, wow, I got to have something of hers.
Yeah.
Her art's on the website, too. I see you flipping through it. But if
now,
you
what,
went,
is the, what is the other thing I've seen? It's the art of the spirits or something like that? That I, it seems like she's like on their
that's
pictures? Or
actually,
that...
yeah. The girls just modeled for a bourbon label.
Oh, is that what that was?
So
okay.
Daniel Stuckenschneider that works with us, he goes by the name Daniel James. He's been commissioned to do these bourbon labels, and he asked Olivia and Alexa to model for the latest bourbon label.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's what you probably saw in there. So, but if you want to see any, if any of the listeners want to see anything, just go to scottjacobstudio.com. You can see all the art, and if you become a studio insider, you hear about things before anybody else.
Gotcha.
Which is kind of cool. You guys should.
Should what?
You should be a studio insider.
I thought we should be.
Are you?
I don't know. Maybe I need to be more insider.
Well, I think I keep hanging out on the gallery instead of the studio.
Yeah.
And I need to go to
studio.
No, I
know. And I know I've bought. I know I bought a shirt off of there.
Oh, you did?
Like last? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
And we made you pay for
them.
It.
Well, yeah, I'm happy.
Hey, you
too.
Got the same kind of hair thing below your lip. What is this thing called?
You know what? I've always been thought it was a goatee. Somebody said, but then somebody said, no, it's an imperial.
Oh, okay.
It's an imperial, is what I was told.
Imperial.
Yes.
My buddy Neil behind me is missing his imperial.
Yes. Or if you, in the circles I run in, it's called a flavor saver.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that, but I didn't know. I thought this was a G station.
Yeah, like if you have a glass of beer or something, about an hour later, you go, oh, there it is.
But we actually that painting that you're looking at right now, my daughter's doing some really interesting things. You should check out Alexa Jacobs' artwork online too, and she does a lot of things with women's legs and things like that. And that piece with the helmet that you're looking at there, Mick, on the right, she just sold that in the gallery the other day. That's actually a photograph I took of her, and she loved it so much she ended up painting it. It's her in a full like Roman helmet with the
no way
her face is covered and everything. Is really interesting.
That's awesome.
But people are connecting to it. So
this one next to it, Daydream Believer, is really cool. Also, the colors and it's really good looking.
What she was doing there is she was having people commission her so that she could do their profile and then find something that was important to them, so, like a dream or something. So that particular woman, I remember her saying that she loved this bear tree on this lake when she lived out in, I think it was Arkansas. And she looked at that view and the birds, so she painted that scene
in
her profile.
Awesome.
That's an really awesome way to do something.
Very interesting.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
So what time are you going to be at Harley tomorrow?
I am going to be there about 11 o'clock. And you know, another thing that's cool tomorrow is I did this painting for the Sturgis rally. I don't know if you guys saw it.
Yeah, with the bicycle.
The little boy at the bicycle.
Yeah, mm-hmm, cool
shot. It was this little boy on a Schwinn stingray, and he's riding down this alleyway, and his reflection on the wall is him as an adult on a motorcycle. That edition sold out in 4 days. It connected with people immediately. It was amazing. So what I'm doing tomorrow also that people can actually be part of is I'm photographing some other kids for the follow-up painting to that series.
Oh, nice.
So they're the people, the Timmons that own the shop over there. I guess it's their grandkids that are going to model for me.
Yeah.
So the new one's going to be a little girl on the back of a Schwinn. She's going to be standing on the pegs holding on to the boy's shoulders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be going by an old gas station on Route 66. And the reflection is going to be them as adults, like on an Ultra Classic.
Right on.
So that'll be on the wall there. So,
what a cool idea.
So if anybody's wants to see the process of how I start with the concept and the photo reference, we're doing that tomorrow, too.
Awesome.
Okay. We will be there.
Scott, I got to take a quick break, but we'll talk some more, okay?
Okay.
It's Mick and Alan, K-Bear 101, Scott Jacobs at Harley tomorrow.